MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Hovard. State lawmakers are pushing to keep a bill alive they say is critical to fund affordable spay and neuter services across the state. Senate Bill 38, the proposed fees on registered pet food, has made its way through the Senate floor and is scheduled for the House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday. The bill, if passed, would stop a law passed in 2020 from expiring. That program takes a fee from pet food manufacturers to fund low-cost spay and neuter programs across the state. In 2020, after the bill was signed into law, an advocate for the pet food manufacturers sued the state, which set back the distribution of the funds already being collected. 5 years later, spay and neuter providers finally started receiving some of those funds through a $1 million grant, despite the ongoing litigation. While the money already collected would continue to be distributed if the bill doesn't pass, there won't be any more funds added if the law sunsets.
It would be such a tragedy, such a shame for that to happen, because we know the law has been extremely successful with collecting these fees without doing any harm to the pet food manufacturers.
Said Stacy Sutton Kirby, Chief Government Affairs Officer of the Animal Protection Voters and Animal Protection of New Mexico. Lawmakers have until Thursday at noon to get the bill passed in the House and onto the governor's desk. And the city of Hobbs will hold a commission meeting at 6 p.m. on Tuesday in the commission chamber at 200 East Broadway, the first floor annex. In that meeting, any action in regard to discussions that will be held in executive session starting at 4:30 p.m. prior will be taken. Most of the executive session involves several lawsuits brought against the city and the police department by many former officers and others. And the city of Roswell will celebrate the inaugural incoming and outgoing United Airlines flights operated by SkyWest Airlines between Roswell and Denver, 9:30 to 10 a.m. at the Roswell Air Center on Tuesday. The first flight from Denver International Airport is scheduled to touch down at the Air Center around 9:56 a.m., followed by the first departure heading to Denver at 10:55 a.m. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.